guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Y'all, this is Lalu.
Lalu!
But I want to get something out of the way right away.
I'm going to O-Poodle a steak dinner at Red Lobster.
No, it's not even that. It is, as I said, I was furiously gaslit on, I don't know what episode it was on. And this is the second time we're opening the show, by the way. I'm giving away all the secrets.
I'm an idiot.
Here's what happened. Yes.
I'm embarrassed.
Here's what happened.
I'm actually embarrassed.
First of all, a flurry of messages came in trying to correct an error where someone said, well, you know, and when I said, you know,
Darcy
Kermit,
and Stacey,
Kermit,
I think.
Darcy and Stacey, Kermit the Frog, and I was corrected, no, Kermit T. Frog. And it was said with such certainty.
Well, I did say both. I did say I thought it was both.
Y'all, but don't you love a yes-ander?
I did, but I looked it up on the show, and Esquire did a parody article with Kermit T. Frog.
And y'all.
And so I went, oh, okay, I think it is both.
Then we were on Earth 2. And I was thinking, have I gotten this wrong so, my whole up? Is this another sea shanty?
And he started the...
Or sea shanty.
Which one sea is
shanty.
It? Shanty. He started the... We first started the show. He was like saying, well, I saw it on Facebook. And I, y'all...
He went... He doubled down. I was like,
for
what
10
the
minutes,
fuck
I was like,
is happening to you?
I saw someone on Facebook say it was Kermit T. Frog. I saw it.
And I was like, no, you're incorrect.
And he finally stopped the show. And he's like... Are you
what
crazy?
What is your fucking problem?
Y'all, I read the comment wrong. She said it wasn't wrong, but I read it as was.
And yeah, we got to work on that. That was one of those days when we, for reading comprehension,
when,
the pig was the pig one.
I feel so bad.
You can buy me a dinner.
Because Poodle was going crazy.
I've lived my life in the search for truth.
Y'all, he's already on edge today because he spent 45 minutes looking for a certain picture in the Sissy Squad that
couldn't
he really liked, and he couldn't find it. But I deeply apologize.
Your apology is accepted.
Where's the pillow? You are right. It is Kermit the Frog.
You're never, ever getting to hold the pillow again, regardless of how right you are.
I'm so
anyway,
sorry.
I apologize to all Disney and Jim Henson fans, because this one's never really going to... It's always going to yes and it, y'all.
Improv, but I don't really read,
yeah,
I guess. That's a problem.
Improv is not about truth, unfortunately. You don't read.
I don't. I'm a skimmer.
We need to move on. I'm still sitting here an emotional mess.
I'm so sorry.
Let's talk
about... You guys,
about
you know... I'm sorry I have to go on. But you know how when you're like, no, I'm not crazy. And then you look at the thing you thought that made you not crazy. And then you went, oh, I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's just what happened.
Yeah. I literally this is so meta to tell you what happened on the podcast. I literally stopped and I said, we're not doing this bit. I'm furious. The thing about it is, y'all, you have no idea how clear how close the podcast is to real life for us.
Oh, it's so true. I'm so sorry. I'm seeing stars. I'll buy you a dinner, prostitute.
We had an absolute fight about fucking Kermit the Frog. Oh, God. This is going to happen in a live show.
It is.
And you're going to double down. And
someone's going to cry.
I can't
wait. And then we're going to find out
for someone to scream from the audience.
And someone be like, Maddie, it says it right here. And then I'll go, oh, I read it wrong. Okay, let's move on. Because that's what I like to do. And Poodle's just sitting there, just devastated.
I don't get over things like that quickly.
And once I realize, I'm like, okay, let's go. So sorry.
Yeah, let's talk about this episode's called The Sober Truth.
That actually was kind of more entertaining than this episode. It was kind of a boring episode to me.
It's another poo-poo platter. Yeah, but without the wontons.
I mean,
they try to do too much. They try to do too much.
It's hard for me to believe. I can't speak now.
You don't read, so. Let's go full Helen Keller. Why not?
I'm actually seeing stars. I can't believe that Deontay is this stupid.
Or this
much of a simp.
I will say this feels the most scripted.
I'm like, really? Come on.
So there's this scene with Marcelino and Brittany.
This was actually interesting, y'all. This episode's called The Sober Truth. It's episode 50. Oh, Lalu news.
Yes, new spinoff.
There's a news. It's called Life in Lockup.
Life During Lockup.
Life During Lockup, y'all. It's going to air in January because Matt Sharp.
They're filming now.
Never wants us to have time off.
I think he's doing a. Doing the same tactic of. Of 90 Day.
Well, did you read I sent you the article and you're like, I saw this, but I don't know if you read in that article.
Yeah, I know what it's supposed to be. It's before the 90 days.
Y'all, but I didn't know this. Like, WeTV was kind of nothing until Love After Lockup blew that network
I did
up.
Not know that.
But yeah, I didn't
but I'm
know
saying
that
this is going to be analogous to if Life After Lockup is Happily Ever After. Happily. Yeah. If Life After Lockup is Happily Ever After and 90 Day Fiancé is Love After Lockup.
Is this like before?
This is before the 90 Days version. Yeah, this is that analog. So Matt Sharp has taken a note from his own playbook.
Are you sure he's not gay and you can't sleep with him?
I don't know. Matt, if you like a little dick in your life.
You don't have a little dick. I've seen it.
No, I'm saying just a little bit of dick. No, I'm okay there.
Although no one usually cares. They just flop you over like a fish and say, show me the hole. My day ruined now. I'm just like giggly and stupid
just
now.
Great.
Well, can we drink during our watch along?
Yes. Yes, we are going to. I was going to have a gentleman caller later, but I don't think I'm going to be sober enough.
Yo, I'm wrecked.
I'll just have to lay there while he pummels me and just move my face around trying to sober up.
Oh, that's so stupid. I want to get over it. Okay.
You know what? That's the thing. You're not stupid.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm not stupid careless. At all. I am careless. That's a good word.
You are frustratingly, achingly annoyingly careless.
It's why I could never be a politician. Could somebody be
and
like,
other reasons.
Why did we fire nukes on Cuba? And I went, I thought you said today.
And what goes with it is this overwhelming thing says, but I did it right.
That's what it said in the memo.
I know.
It said that in the memo, boss.
The combination of the two are a real winner.
Oh, it said Russia and it's next week.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Prez.
Can we talk about Marcelino and Brittany? Yeah, they're right. This episode was like a real snooze.
Actually, I wish there was more of them, but I don't think they had a lot. But this is kind of the only real shit that happened, y'all. She's knocking on the door. I love it. She reminds me of like an older brother, or it was a little bit triggering to me of like being a little bit bullied sometimes when she was like
she
knocking
is.
On the door. She's like,
tough.
What are you, scared?
Come on, be a man, Robert.
You scared?
In her Alaskan accent.
Yeah. Be a man, Robert.
Be a man. Someone came out and said, I didn't know there was an Alaskan accent. There is.
Yeah, Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
That's an Alaskan accent.
And Brittany has that too.
She does.
It's like a Midwestern accent with longer vowels, even longer vowels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought about it till you said it, but yeah that's
no,
true.
You, anyone from Alaska who's been there for a while, you can hear it.
Isn't it though that doesn't everyone have an accent, or do some places don't? Even if
California doesn't have one, it's very flat.
It's very flat.
Yeah,
really.
There,
but would other people say that? Because I've heard some people say a Californian accent, and I'm like, what is that?
It's very, there's no space in the voice. It's very flat. I mean, you can talk about Valley accents and Valley girl speak.
Which it's like, kind of like, I feel like that's a more metamorphosis of what the Kardashians speak now.
Well.
Because I don't really hear Valley girl. Do you hear it anymore?
Yeah, when people talk like this. Yeah, when they used to. You still hear it.
Some, yeah, that's true.
But no,
anyway.
Most places, there's some places like, I don't know, someone may come at me, but Colorado is a pretty neutral accent. Certain places, but that's the thing about our country. You go a certain place and you drive 500 miles and people talk a little different.
It's true. I wish we had like an accent expert to always reference. I mean, I know you know a lot, but
I
know, like
a little,
but like someone who literally, because we talk about them a lot.
We do. Well, I can say certain accents or sound like certain things.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, let's. So yeah,
Robert's name is on everything, but Kanan, whose name is spelled terribly.
It's spelled terribly.
Is on the lease, and I believe so is Brittany.
No, just Kanan.
Okay.
So, but I guess some of the stuff that they bought, Brittany bought some of the stuff,
now,
I guess.
I didn't know. There are people staying in this sober living house. I wasn't aware of that. Did you see the woman who was in bed?
Oh, that was... Yeah. Oh, I thought it was... Oh.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
No.
So, y'all...
they get in because Kanan's got a key.
And Robert is tweaked.
He's high.
Yeah. High.
And
you can tell.
I liked it when Brittany said, for the first time in my life, I'm on the right side of the law.
Right side of the law. I think probably
we
that
got
person
receipts.
Staying in there was not someone who was sober.
Who was sober. Yeah. So they
couldn't. I kind of was hoping that they would just walk in into like a den of gay and like, just like sex slings, guys, like in like something that looked like Folsom,
something
just
that
in
looked
the middle
like
of the lost living room,
something that looked like a Haze Him.
Have you had Folsom just happen? By the way, I've never been. I'd like to go. Be fun to people watch. But have you noticed?
I'd dress up.
I'd dress up
in leather.
Yeah, I'd put on a harness. but aren't you surprised by like? None of them, I don't think, are mutual friends, but people that you know that are kind of the like meekest, mild-mannered people, and then you look on their Instagram, and they're like, I'm at Folsom, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, Gary's wearing a puppy
no,
mask.
No, I'm not surprised.
Do you? I had some of those friends this time, and
I've
like,
seen some of them, yeah.
Wow,
I'm not
look
surprised
at you.
Anymore. I'm not surprised by a lot of my gay acquaintances.
Wow. Y'all, if you don't know what Folsom is, you should Google it at work.
Don't. People love it. It's a very free, be your own self.
I want to go. I had a friend last year though that he said someone had a funnel on their mouth just for people to come by and pee in. And
okay,
that was something I don't want to see. Don't want to see that. Sorry. Should I put a trigger warning for that?
Was that just person a human urinal?
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily, no one really asked you consent to pee in your mouth.
No, the fact that it was going in his mouth, sorry, some of you are getting really grossed out right now. And maybe
I'm not a pee person.
I would have understood more if he's just like, you know, like laying on a chaise and he wants people to pee on him.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
but my thing
you just
is,
want a stranger?
But it was the funnel in his mouth like taped to it? Like could he
had one of those masks on?
Could he say no? What if
Good question.
So that's my question. Could he refuse someone's urine?
No, thank you. I'm topped off. Sorry.
I'm sorry. My face is swimming. My eyes are swimming in my skull right now.
Carl, I want to go to Filsom.
We're getting into a weird area. Let's move.
By the way, Jennifer Garner posted a text. She texted someone, and she thought it was her old acquaintance, like an actor, I forgot, but his name was Carl. So she didn't realize he's changed his number. So Jennifer Garner said, I texted someone thinking it was him, and she wrote like Carl with two question marks, and then she sent a picture of herself. She's like, it's Jen.
Oh, and the guy was like,
you have the wrong number.
She's a Carl's wife.
She's a Carl's wife.
I love Jennifer Garner.
I do too.
Y'all, if you have a problem with Jennifer Garner, I don't want you listening to the show. She's a lovely person.
She's lovely. Oh, and last night I saw, sorry y'all, I went to Hamilton last night and it was wonderful. Tay Diggs was like me sitting here and where you're sitting.
I just saw
Tay. That's the second time I saw him. Last time I saw him is when I bumped into him at the Arclight, him and Idina Menzel. That didn't work out well.
I think they're friends now.
Maybe
they raised their kid together.
Tay Diggs is hot.
He is.
He's very hot.
I don't know if that's a very argued over point. I think most people would agree.
If you don't think Tay Diggs is hot, don't listen to the show.
Kermit T. Frog. I'm not gonna get over that for like a week. I won't. I'm still trying to process.
I read it wrong. Okay.
I'm still trying to process. Because, y'all, the situation of him saying, no, Kermit T. Frog. It was the ultimate gaslighting. And because he says stuff. When he says stuff with so much sureness.
Oh, that's Peterson in me. Okay. Let's move on.
I don't know.
They're in the house. Robert's like, you're not going to take this stuff. You're not going to take the police come. They look at the receipt.
But they say it's a civil matter. So
they can take stuff from the garage. But yeah, I agree with you. Like, why are they not taking this guy to court? What's the deal on this? Like, let's get this moving.
That's why the fact that they don't have a lawyer is ridiculous.
Yes.
They should have gotten a lawyer that day. The lawyer could have filed for eviction.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe because his name is also on the deed, but they're a good lawyer could get him out of that place.
That's true.
I don't know. You just say he's on drugs.
You said a very strong. You went like a hard also then.
Also,
it was cute. Made me laugh.
Speaking of also, y'all. Mother Poodle was recently on a podcast because I've said this before. I get also from Mother Poodle. She says it.
You do. You get almost everything from Mother Poodle. Oh. Although you cut some of the not so helpful things. You've never written a letter to a company.
I've been tempted.
that irked you. Yeah, but we're on.
Don't tell my mother.
Don't tell my mother with Nikki Levy. It should be coming out. We asked her last week. She said in a couple of weeks. So it should be coming out. The whole podcast premise is We tell a story. This is a story Mother Poodle's never heard of. Jake tells a story about himself from college, and her reaction was priceless. I'm going to tell y'all, it's everything you wanted from Mother Poodle. And then she was so hashtag Mother Poodle.
She was, and It was very much also her because I just wanted a certain reaction and I didn't really get it. And then she just went on and did whatever the fuck she wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of infuriating and much like my childhood. So at one point she gets up to see the FedEx driver. She's just doing a podcast. She just gets up.
Yeah, she's like, oh, hold on. And you just hear her talking to the FedEx man.
And she's not in a hurry to get back either.
No, we're just sitting there. I don't know if this is going to be in the show or not, but
hopefully they took it out.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll leave the part in where she asked about your father live on the podcast.
Yeah. Or she kept moving the camera down it. And thank God it was just audio because it was just on her breast.
It was. It was. You just saw my mother's boob.
Just saw. Anyway, she was, it made me miss her. It was very fun. So we'll let you know when
she
that
also did ask me how much she was getting paid. That not on the air, but she did. So it is definitely my mother.
Anyway, so
where were we?
Yeah, that's kind of how they end. So
shall we move on to Kane and Lacey?
I feel real torn because you know that there's a weird part of me that thinks Kane is hot. And I still think he is. And I do want to see his dick.
It's the part of you that fetishized the boys you grew up with. Yeah.
I think you're probably right on that. But man, it's really hard to think he's hot when he just can't get his hair right.
It is so. I wrote,
so bad.
What is that like tumbleweed that is sitting on top of your head?
I think he's going bald and he just needs to shave.
He's combing it
out. Here's a look. When you're going bald,
shave your head.
Shave it a year before you think you should.
Yep. That's a good point.
Because men wait too long. Buzz it a year before you should.
I think bald can look great on a man.
Oh, yes.
I'm not one of them. I need hair until I die. I'm not going to be happy about it otherwise.
I've buzzed my head. It kind of looks like, I kind of look like an extra from Charlie Brown fucked an eggplant.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's very bad.
Got a big head.
I think at the same time you had those dangly diamond earrings.
I tell you this every fucking time. They were gold hoops.
That's what it is. I'm sorry.
Gold hoops, like a genie.
A really
gay genie.
Oh, it was really bad.
Shave, buzz your head if you've got the head for it. But no. You and I, if we go bald, we're full on wearing wigs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll have, and my wig will not be a subtle male wig.
No. No.
It'll be like a Liza Minnelli Bob.
It will be like, is that for a woman or did someone make this for a man?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's for a poodle.
Exactly. So they are, Kane and Lacey are going to the gym.
God, I'm destroyed for the rest of the day.
And
going to the gym.
Did you notice the sunflower covers on her seatbelt and the wheel?
Yeah.
What are those covers for? Well, so when you lease a car, you don't get all your hand oils.
I guess so.
It.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's too hot.
And it gets too hot. And some people also like a grip. It's more of a grip than a steering wheel.
I just thought it was funny that they were sunflowers.
No,
but they were just sitting on. I just kept staring at the sunflowers on her boobs.
I didn't notice those because it looked like her makeup looked like when high schoolers do a production of Cabaret.
It was bad,
and they are like,
"And this
I'm
is a day
look,
look
old and adult and slutty like I'm in a German cabaret."
Yeah,
so I'm just gonna put on a god awful amount of makeup.
There was a lot of rouge,
like. Almost Nicole's makeup later on looked better.
God bless
and that's
her.
Saying something.
So
y'all, she's going to work out. Who wears that much makeup when you work out?
Well, even Shane says, "You like coming up here like a beauty queen, pageant girl."
She's like, "I got to make sure you're gonna not cheat on me. Stop cheating. He cheated on me before." Is he cheating? I don't know.
So, my favorite moment was he's doing bench presses with no spotter, and she's just not even near him. She's just on an exercise bike, barely going.
She's just kind of moved. She looks like the people that are supposed to be the out of shape people at the beginning of the physical video that aren't really doing it.
She is a very Planet Fitness joiner.
Yeah, just like,
what did you say? No one goes to Planet Fitness to bulk up to get swole.
You guys, if you go to Planet Fitness and you got ripped, send me a picture. By the way, sorry, I'm totally off topic today.
So it's going to be forever.
Well, you ruined it.
Yeah, it was me.
Did you see someone in the Sissy Squad posted a picture of her husband or spouse, and then they all started posting pictures?
Oh, they're all hot. I know.
They're like, holy shit.
Also, you have to know that we fetishize men who are married to women. Because
not familiar.
That was what we grew up with.
But just not taking that out, though. ladies. And some gay men. Yeah, gay men with some hubbies as well. Y'all get some good dick.
Y'all get some hot boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, when you're at a live show, they all go into Poodle's playpen.
Okay, I said playground, but
I prefer playpen.
Poodle's playpen.
Yeah.
Is way more disgusting.
There's going to be a dedicated area.
Oh, God.
They kind of will need to... There'll be little toys, like those things that babies play with. There'll be teething rings. They'll be in a diaper. And then occasionally, one will allow to come over and sit on my lap.
Wow.
By the way, there's no HR representative on any of these shows.
Because remember, y'all, it ain't cheating
if it's with Poodle.
There we go.
Yeah. I'll tell him back to you the next morning, or I'll send him home.
Yeah, or I'll send him home that night.
They'll be changed.
Gross!
But they'll treat you better. Anyway, so they are... She's basically... Now, after this, we have what I think might be one of the fakest conversations I've seen on the show.
Okay. This is
this woman who is straight out of casting.
Yeah, y'all.
Hey there. Looks at card. Shane? It's so good to see you. Hey, I didn't think you'd look like that. Oh, okay. How are you? You look good. Thanks. So good to see you around Planet Fitness.
Yes.
Around the fitness company.
Yeah. And then... Like five times, they were like, the producer said, listen, Mary, I don't care what you say, but no matter what you say, you got to say, like, as many times as you can, I'll text you.
So I'll call you, I'll text you.
No, Mary, do it again. Text
you. I'll text you.
Yes.
We'll definitely have that non-sexual encounter
here
at the gym.
So hold on, keep your phone. I'll text you on the phone. Okay, I'll see you later.
Bye.
I'll text you.
And then there's just a moment where she just hovers by a machine. It's like, is that a hit mark? Am I good?
Yeah.
Are we done here? We done here? Where's Crafty?
Text. It was
way. Do they still have those Rice Krispie treats?
It was way fake.
And then
Rice Krispie treats are just sad.
I agree with you.
Y'all, real Rice Krispie treats are a joy.
I was on this set where this craft purveyor, for 3 days, she made her own Rice Krispie treats with peanut butter. And they were gone every time. They were so fucking good.
Those little blue package ones, though?
No, they're not as good.
I've never had a Cocoa Krispie Rice Krispie treat.
I can only imagine they're the food of the gods.
I bet that with peanut butter would be good. You want to make?
We need to move on.
Okay.
It's
Halloween time.
Halloween time.
It is. We can start decorating and eating shit.
Lacey is sitting there on the, like, literally they filmed this, so she was in clear view of her, and she's like, this is really shady. It's shady. She did say shady. This is so shady. What the fuck is that?
And so then she comes up to Shane, and Shane's like, hey, she's like, what's happening?
She does.
And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, you just tell her.
I just talked to her. Good. You just talked to her, and you did it right in front of me.
He's like, but babe, I'm at a gym. She said she's working out. I told her she looked good. Can you just say for me, please? I love the way that she says the phrase F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She just leaves. She's like, maybe Sydney will give you a ride home.
And he's like, what? He's like, why are you doing this? So he chases after him, and Shane's like, it's always the same thing. She's got to trust me.
Whenever you want to tell yourself, it's fine.
Either this, I think it was super fake. If it wasn't, I think it was.
But it's fake.
I will say what the kind of a genesis or seed of the storyline. This is, y'all, She wants to say she can't trust Chain because she still wants to fuck John.
That's the thing.
She's just trying to self-sabotage.
The chutzpah on this woman who's called John.
She wants to fuck John.
Yeah. I totally get it.
And because she saw one text on his phone, isn't he a personal trainer?
Yeah. I think so. I think he's trying to. But he says,
did someone messaged him
about training. I had a baby with you. And she's like, he's like, what do you want me to do? Take a lie detector? She's like, okay.
Good plan, fine. And he said, fun. And then I love it when he says, I wasn't really going to take a lie detector, but guess now I am.
These two are so fucking stupid. I love it. It is fake, but.
Lacey's like, I've never seen a lie detector except in the movies.
Last time I saw one was on Law and Order.
She never watches that show.
You're right.
What do you think she watches on TV? She probably watches
Judge Judy.
Probably just Judy. I think Housewives she probably watches. Maybe.
That may be a little too meta for her.
I think she loved the Kardashians and now they're
off. She loves American Ninja Warrior. Yeah. I can see her.
Yeah. Oh, she loves to cry at This Is Us.
I like Big Bang Theory.
You know, Big Bang Theory is funnier than you think, I have to admit. I've watched a lot of that with my father of late.
I thought it was like never thought it was funny. I thought something was wrong with me.
I thought it was like Two and a Half Men.
Like, oh, no, it's not.
Horrible. But no, there were some times that like I was like, oh, this is like funny and well acted.
I can kind of laugh at it, but it's like the way people go on about it, I'm just like, am I missing something?
The earlier seasons I thought were better when they almost like leaned in and they're all just like super like written.
Yeah.
I didn't love that as much.
I'm sure I just haven't seen the right episode, y'all. But it's on all the time.
Maya and Bialik was funny. They actually made me believe that she's in love with Gay Sheldon.
That's what they were calling him, Gay Sheldon.
Because he's so gay on the show.
He is.
And then, but now Young Sheldon is one of the
people have raved.
That's one of the best shows on television.
People have raved.
It's like the Goldbergs, but it's great. But again, it's like a little gay kid, but he's not. It's Sheldon. But Annie Potts, come on.
Shall we talk about the poly relationship in the making?
Boy.
Let me tell you what a poly relationship is for Nicole, Deontay, and Tia. He's going to pay for them while they fuck on his bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's their poly relationship. Yeah.
I mean, I think there's more of a chance of Tia whipping out her dick and fucking Deontay.
I agree.
More than Deontay fucking Nicole.
Yes.
Because, y'all, why this is, I go back. I don't think it's believable, but why it is believable is that this is all about Deontay still wants to bang her.
Yeah.
And he never got to.
But he's convinced himself that he needs to save her in this weird pseudo-sexual savior complex kind of thing.
So it actually makes sense. But he wants to fuck the impossible fuck.
To fuck the impossible fuck. To suck the impossible dick. To go where a man must vagina, to lick the impossible clit, to fuck the impossible fuck.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
You know what? Your neighbor's been stomping everywhere. I hope your neighbor we were singing Tammy the other day doesn't stop me and say, were you singing to Dream the Impossible Dream? And we're like, yeah, that was it.
I was not ready to hit a really high note today.
Was that an A?
Yeah, A. Yeah.
Wow. Y'all, that's high. No, don't be a tenor and go higher. Please.
Whenever I notice
please
don't go higher. Anyway, so she's like, she's meeting with him and she goes, hey, and he's like, why am I here?
Yeah. Why am I here? And she's like, Well, and Nicole said, she says kind of in her in the moment, she's like, seeing him face to face, I'm starting to feel guilty. And I don't know if I could do this.
Now.
And she starts full on crying. And she's
kind of compelled by her.
I am compelled too, because she's getting super high anxiety. And it's like, it's interesting. It was her idea to get money from Bayon. Tia didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But now she's the one who's having regrets.
Y'all, this was kind of, I can't believe I'm saying this. This was the heart of the story this week.
Yeah.
And question, is Nicole just a really good actor? Does she believe her own bullshit, or a combination of the two?
I think it's two. I think she believes her own bullshit. And I think also, I think she believes her own bullshit. And even as Deontay said, he was like, I haven't seen her in 4 months. She looks horrible.
She does.
And that triggers
his savior complex because of his ex-girlfriend who died.
And he says it's because she had COVID twice. So, y'all, I just want to say she got COVID twice in 4 months. That means you're not, like, doing anything. She's going out partying, and I think Deontay's right. She's, y'all, her and T are using drugs.
I would agree.
Yeah, and Deontay knows this. Like, you can tell that. And he even said, she said she has COVID twice, but I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
Again, we always say someone never really talks about someone using, and he kind of alluded to that.
It's almost like, I feel like, maybe the production feels like it would either turn people off or immediately turn people against people who are, like, it would turn people against Nicole.
Do you think they use it as, it could be, if that person's prosecuted down the road, it could be used possibly as evidence, and possibly they don't want to be involved in
that's, I do think it's because I think the way this show is produced, there are some people who root for these people. But like someone like your father, who we've talked about before, some people who immediately, people who use drugs aren't because they're addicts or they've made wrong choices. They think they're just bad people. There are people who immediately assume if you've either done drugs or you, even if you're a recovering addict, you're a bad person. You're a lazy person. You're a weak person. That is, some people have that idea.
They do.
So I think that one of the ways to stay away from that is to completely, so you don't alienate your viewers. Which is a shitty way to do it.
But they think if they're druggies, as my dad calls them, why would I watch?
Exactly. Because your father, you'd say, oh, yeah, she's probably on drugs.
He saw an episode of this, and he's like, why are you watching this bullshit with these losers? That's what my dad said.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you kidding? This is compelling as fuck.
But this, their scene is, think about it. If it wasn't for Nicole Jr., this would be so sad. This would be like some movie that like Jaden Smith or like Daniel Boyega would star as Damien. Who would be Nicole? But it would be a very sad. It would be like Requiem of a Dream 2. It would be very sad.
Nicole would be, oh God.
Maybe Mos Def would play. Is that how you say friend? His name? Mos Def. Yeah. No, would play Damien. No, the friend would be.
Damien.
Or Deontay. Deontay.
John Boyega. You said Daniel Boyega. John Boyega.
I think John Boyega. That's how you say his name? He could be the friend.
Or Daniel Kaluuya.
Mos Def is Deontay. Yeah. Ooh, he would be good too.
Yeah.
But we don't know Nicole. Nicole would be.
I could call it.
Margot Robbie, but like 10 years ago?
Or Zoe Kazan. You don't know who that is.
Kazan, who's that?
She was in, or who's?
Oh, I got it. It's Chloe Fineman's dramatic turn.
That would work. she's got it in her, I'm sure. So, y'all, she's going on. She's like, I'm just so sorry. I didn't lead you on purpose. I didn't plan to have a relationship with my ex. And I'm honestly believing her.
So you believe that she misses Deontay?
I think
I have a theory about
she's
that
an
right
actor
here.
And I think she falls in love with all of her co-stars.
I think yes. Yeah, that is true. I think she does fall in love.
It's all surface.
But I think
it's all sociopathic.
Well, it is. It's sociopathic, but it's also. I think she loves the what could have been with Deontay, and that she's not. That's the sober life.
Yep.
That's the life she wants to try to have, but that's not exciting to her.
I totally agree.
And she can't do it. Because, y'all, you saw that later on when she, like, got out of prison. She was like, I just want to have fun. I want to go out and do things.
She wants the ideal sober life with Deontay, but she wants this addict life with Tia.
It's the same thing with Puppy and Amber. Puppy sees Amber, and she's like...
That's the sober life.
She blames her because she can't say, I couldn't do what I needed to do.
And so, y'all, this is when Nicole...
Is that why this is called The Sober Truth, this episode?
No, that's Brittany and Marcelino.
Oh, okay.
But she says, so what do you think about having a three-way relationship? And this is the first time we've heard about this, and everyone goes...
No, they brought this up.
Oh, really? Earlier?
Yes, this was in... Yeah, when they were at that, like, park. She brought up...
Oh, that's right.
Like,
but Tia wasn't even...
Yeah, I don't think Tia was there for that, no.
So... And she's like, he's like, no, I want Nicole to myself.
Because that's what he said before. He was like, I haven't even hit it once. You want me to hit it with somebody else?
And his googly eyes, y'all, are just going, boop, 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 just popping around in his skull.
Because he's, you feel for him because he's thinking, how do I take care of her? It's like the angel and the devil on his shoulder.
Those googly eyes.
He's got the angel saying, take care of her, take care of her. And then he's got the devil saying, you want to hit that?
Yeah.
Because she'll be freaky deaky.
And then
he has a huge penis.
The question, as I say before, he doesn't know how to use it. I know we disagree on this.
Now, that I did read on Facebook correctly, and a few people agreed with me on that one, that he wouldn't know how. That was a little more 60-40. Y'all, I'm going to doubt everything I read for like 4 months now.
You know what? Great, because you're so sure about it normally.
I'm going to be like, I don't know.
Welcome to my world.
This has destroyed me.
Good. That's all I have to say. So this is triggering his like savior complex, y'all, because he says, how are you financially? She's like, well, I'm broke because blah, blah, blah. And then she says,
y'all go ahead.
How about a ride home?
Yeah. How about a ride? He's like, yeah, I knew he's going to be. And Eve, they're riding home, and that's where she's kind of talking about things being hard. He asks her again, he's like,
Are
you doing things financially? Are you okay financially? And she says, and y'all, we see the pattern. People offer their money, and then they're like, say, well, she took my money. And I'm like,
yeah.
But bitch, you offered it. Like, if you shouldn't have brought it up.
Now, the best thing she did is he offered her money, and she said, you know what? It's not right to take your money right here.
As much as I'd love to, I just can't.
I will say,
well done.
That's a chess move.
Oh, well done.
Because she can come back to him later.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to ask you.
I got to give it to her. She's a good con artist. We thought she was bad.
We thought she was bad, but she was playing a long game.
Yeah, she's playing the long game.
Y'all, because spoiler, we already know she gets married to Tia. We saw it all on social media. She gets married to Tia. Now, maybe they're still in a poly. The clips of next week, y'all.
You mean like they got married and Deontay paid for the wedding?
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. He was the best man. Ring
bearer. Simp.
Y'all, next week, Mom and Deontay's back.
Ugh.
Did you see that clip?
Yes. At the very end, there's a little featurette with her talking about boobs, and Tia does not want her to get a boob job, but she's like, stay tuned, because I'm Nicole, and what I want happens.
What I want happens.
That's all I have about those two.
Oh, we only have two more.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Sean and Sarah. Okay. You know, so Sean is actually, can we do Brittany and Ray? Because Brittany and Ray was just sad. I'm like so over her, and I don't want to end on that. At least Sean and Ray is, at least we can talk about how stupid Sean is.
Okay.
Yeah, because Brittany is horrible. I cannot stand her after
it's
this.
It's pretty pretty rough. Yeah.
She is, I kind of seen it before, but this is where I get what you're talking about, where I'm like.
She bought him.
Ray, she bought him. And Ray is just beat down by her.
And it's the worst. He has the longest gaze every time, that just, it just disappears into the horizon.
Yeah.
That's why it's she is the absolute worst person for him.
She just she's not really thinking about him at all.
No.
She is just,
she loves the concept of him.
Yeah, loves the concept. Y'all, so much she's like, this is a person who didn't tell any of her family about dating for him for what, 4 years?
Or two,
it was a long time. So she, it was but a while though. Didn't tell her family. Surprised it on. Now she just quote unquote doesn't understand why my mom doesn't want to meet him.
Right.
And now she's trying to turn this narrative that her mother's this horrible person.
Yep. She's trying to put it on her mom.
So she's like, we're just going to go surprise my mom. And Ray's like, I don't think
this is going to go great.
This isn't a good idea. Brittany says, I'll go in first and then she'll just let you come in. Y'all, mom does not back down.
Well, and then it gets worse because we understand where Brittany gets her kind of classist ideas.
We do, yeah. You do see that it comes from mother.
Yeah. And even she says, this was hard to hear, you guys. And she says, you have everything. He has nothing. Because this is all, for the mom, this is all about what can this man give you? Because you are worth this. You need some man who's going to protect you financially.
And I get that, especially if you're a mother. And I can't even imagine if you're a mother and you're raising a black woman in this country and you want to uplift her and embolden her. But this is almost...
Doesn't Brittany have a job?
She has a job. Like, this isn't like she's helpless.
Right. She's not 22.
She has a job. She's older. She has her own income. She has her own house.
And that's why it feels like mom is saying this so almost like, so I don't have to support you.
That, yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Like, I'm going to save this. Or mom saying, like, I just think, honestly, and she just says, I just don't think mom wants her to be with anybody that's been incarcerated.
And also,
it's a scarlet letter for her.
But mom is saying things like, you know, he's going to show me he's consistent. I'm thinking, who made you the fucking gatekeeper? She's an adult. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
And it's this way of like...
She's financially solvent.
Yeah. And you see now why Brittany waited to tell her mother this? Because she probably knew the whole time why he was incarcerated, her mother would just put up obstacle after obstacle to not like him.
Right. And then it's interesting because she's saying things like, she's like, 3 paychecks, 3 months, and then I'll see if he's worthy. It's that so just, gross.
That felt really gross to me.
Then she says, this is even worse. He's got to earn his way back into society.
Ooh.
He's got to prove he's a real person to me.
So then,
worth of anything. He doesn't have any worth of his own.
So I want to say, my counter to that is then, if he has to earn his way back into society, why was he incarcerated to begin with? Because wasn't that his, quote unquote, the time for the crime? The penance?
Not for her. Yeah. It's a really disturbing look at one family who seems to be middle class about their version of the penal system.
I would like for Brittany's mom and Ray's mom, because again, does she even know about Ray's history that his mom was killed?
No, I guarantee you she doesn't.
I would love for Ray to
Brittany's mom would hold it against him, probably.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Probably from a gangbanger family.
I think she probably would. I would like for her to meet his stepmom and his dad.
Maybe that's what they do later. But so
y'all, hold on, Poodle. So you just went and saw your mom to see your boyfriend. Doesn't turn out good. Mother Poodle says no. You got to get back in the car.
1 hour later.
And drive back.
An hour later.
What do you want to talk about?
Babies.
Babies.
This is the disconnect, y'all.
I hope this was an editing thing and was like 5 days later, but I don't think it was because they literally got out of the car.
Let me put... let me put an option to you
this
here.
This is insane.
Like, is it, I thought this the first time I saw them. Is this not one big, just one big troll on her parents?
Yeah, we said that from the beginning.
And
I think that's what, one of us said that.
And it's almost like she wants to have a baby to force her parents to accept this man.
Yeah.
And the more,
because it's going to be the father of their grandchild.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's going to make her parents squirm and force them in every possible way to accept someone who's not of their, quote unquote, not of their standing.
Because I think it's both. We got more the mom, but look, remember dad, it's messy.
It's the same way.
But dad was in the background talking shit about Ray too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't want to give him a chance.
This is all to get back at her parents, y'all. This is all to get back at her
parents. It also makes me feel like I just have such sympathy for men coming out of prison and what they have to, like, you just always are having to prove yourself to people. I think for a lot of them, the rest of their life.
I think men and women.
Well, yes. But I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, men and it's just, and not that I'm not like, oh, everybody comes out of prison and they're great, y'all. We've seen the Destinies and the Lindsays.
And the Lindsays.
So I'm not having rose-colored glasses on here, but I feel like some people, like, it really seems like Ray and like Sarah, that we're going to talk about later, are really trying to do the right thing.
She's on the,
I can't
she's
figure
on the,
her out.
She's on the fringe to me. I'm not sure.
I can't tell if she's playing a game or this is really her and we're getting a bait and switch.
Yeah, me either.
But y'all, it's going to be fine, but uh-oh.
I'm ovulating.
She's ovulating.
You need to shoot me up with your sperm.
And Brittany even looks at her and says, honey, I'm not a sperm donor. And I said, Derner.
Do you say sperm donor?
And if you're sitting on this couch right now and you got turned on when he said that, raise your hand.
Me.
Me. Sorry.
And then she says,
because he walks away and he kind of licks his lip.
Like, but you're mine. Do you hear her say that?
Yeah.
I bought you. Remember? That's how this works.
She does say you're mine. It's interesting. Like, it is. This is just to be trans. I wonder how Ray feels about that, because my partner, who is black, I never ever said that. We heard somebody say it, but he said, please don't ever say that to me. As someone who's has a history of family in slave owning, he's like, that just is a trigger for me. So that's just something to think about. Like, does that actually make him feel protected, or does that make him feel like property?
I don't know. I wonder what would have happened had Brittany been white. Very different.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, I would never call him boy or anything like that, be kidding around. But no, but like some people don't. They do that kidding around. And it's just like, you don't. Because I think the dad said that. Anyway, it's just, it was just a very, their family, you see that Brittany doesn't ever have an empathetic connection about what he's experiencing. And after you see the parents' reaction to him, you understand where that comes from.
I don't think she sees him as an equal ever.
No.
And that is the biggest problem.
She's better than him.
Yep.
She is better than him.
She is.
And she needs that. That's why she dated someone who was incarcerated before, y'all. It's all of this for everyone is, what is their pattern, or what is their Deontay wanting to take care of? It's the same time. Yep. Sean wanting to like jump into women and like and devote everything to them and be their
savior-ish,
but also for them to be their, you know, because John has a type, y'all. He's only going to date women that are like petite little. Sean.
Oh.
Sean has a type. He only wants to date these like very high makeup white girls that he can sexualize.
At the end, though, we hear, well, Ray has, there are some things Ray doesn't know about me.
I need to get pregnant now, and he doesn't know.
I have a secret that I've been keeping about my past. What do you think it is?
That she has another kid? No, I don't know.
I think she might have some medical issue that she's worried about not having a baby quick enough.
Maybe. Or she, her age. Maybe she lied about her age.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she's like 38 and she lied about it.
That's possible.
But she could be. I mean, why would she?
Have they? But they showed us how their age on the beginning.
But she
I don't remember what it was.
She could have lied about it.
To them. Oh, that's true.
I don't know. Mm. We're going to find out. Speaking of lying, y'all, that we were halfway through this, and I totally forgot. Sarah still doesn't know Sean's age or that he has six children. It's like,
what? And she doesn't know about Destiny.
Yeah,
don't forget, that's why he ghosted her for a while.
It was like, who was it? Oh, y'all, Brittany's still married.
Brittany and
Yazan.
Yazan Brittany was married at the time she was dating Yazan. Where she was actually engaged.
Yeah.
She did a great Bears All rap. By saying great, I mean it was one of the worst rapping things I've ever seen. You know who is better? Brett.
Brett
and Daya.
Yeah. Does Brittany, how does she move her body when she raps? I don't see her
barely
moving.
At all.
Yeah.
She rapped like she was embarrassed to be there.
Wow.
Yeah. It was bad. It was very, very bad.
I need to watch the one with Pedro and Chantal.
It's just very entertaining. And of course, Steven is his weird self. They're eating like Russian dishes. They're like, oh, we're eating all kinds of weird jealous meat. I'm like, Russian is the weirdest you could have come up with? There's a lot stranger foods, I feel like.
Maybe.
I don't know. So let's talk about Sean and Sarah.
Let's do it.
And Sean had just said, remember last week, we need to meet or go our own separate ways, just giving her an ultimatum.
You can go your own way.
And she says, we've been talking every day on the phone, which I did not realize.
I did not realize that either. I thought they were just communicating now and again.
So, y'all, they go, he said,
now and then.
I'll text you an address and hopefully you'll show up. She's like, maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Does Sean have a huge pot of ramen boiling on the stove?
It does look like it.
Because it looks like...
Or rice or something like that. Or orzo.
Who cooks ramen on the stove? Don't you cook it in the microwave?
No.
Well, I guess if you get the packages of it, you cook it in the water. Yeah.
No, you cook it on the stove. Yeah.
I never cooked ramen in college. You know how everybody
cup
always
of noodle
ate it?
You put in the microwave. You're thinking of cup of noodle.
I never had any of those.
Oh, I ate ramen.
Were they good?
Yeah, they're delicious. It's just trash food.
I mean, I've eaten real like ramen you get at a restaurant.
No, it's very different. You've never had ramen noodles?
No. They look
how sheltered.
No, but I remember in North Texas, people would heat them up in their dorm, and I was like, it just smells.
Or you mean cup of noodle? Are you talking about...
The cup of noodle, yeah.
That's different. That's different than ramen noodles.
But it looked like this was the cup of noodle he put in the water.
Oh, possibly. Who cares? Jesus. You need to eat some ramen noodles.
This is like a poodle specific.
You need to eat some ramen noodles.
Like the cup of noodles?
No, just regular ramen. You need to know what it tastes
like.
No,
I've had ramen noodles like you go... We had ramen the other day.
No, that is something you get in Japanese and Asian restaurants. This is ramen noodles from the grocery store. You need to know what they taste like.
Okay.
You're 48 years old. You need to have
you
eaten grocery store ramen.
I don't think I am, but I need to look it up now. I could have read my birth certificate wrong.
Possibly. What if your mother decided she didn't want to be as old, so she just told you you were a certain age?
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, Sarah says, she's like, okay, maybe I'll show up. Anyway, mom is basically saying, Sarah, don't worry about this. Don't let anyone distract you. You're doing great. She also mentions she still has PTSD about that, the guy dying.
The misdemeanor.
Why can't I read this word? Anyway, she was being involved in the person's death. Like, she sold them the drugs.
Yes.
The fentanyl.
The misdemeanor.
The involuntary manslaughter.
Involuntary manslaughter. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. That's more than a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Sorry.
Someone died.
So she, obviously, she never has even contacted the family or anything about that.
Right.
Can I just say something? Poor Kathy.
Oh, the mom?
Bless her heart. She just looks like life has not been kind to her.
They are in the middle of Ohio.
Once I saw her name was Kathy, I just immediately went, look, there she comes. It's Kathy's clown.
I love that song.
That song is sad.
I think there he comes. Am I making that up?
I don't know anymore.
I thought it, like, Kathy's clown was the boyfriend.
No, yeah, I think it is the boyfriend. I don't know the lyrics.
Shocking. So she says, and the thing is, Sean could be my chance for a great relationship. So I'm just like, again, the epitome of dramatic irony. The audience knows. And she's just going headlong into the wind.
It's
all the dreams have been burning both ends of the night.
Why would you think Sean is your chance for...
Because she is that low of a standard. It's sad. So she's meeting her for breakfast at a place called Poochie's Place.
Poochie's.
And guess, we don't know, but she's there. Now, y'all, this restaurant is a word art emporium. Yeah. It's everywhere.
And y'all, this is in Ohio. This was filmed...
Definitely this year.
But I looked at this restaurant and I looked around at how crowded it is, and they just might as well call it Cafe COVID.
So,
hi there.
Oh, Miss COVID.
Hi.
Miss
COVID. Oh, I'm serving them Sam, wrecking them on red and put them over a shingle. And
what? Oh, please don't cough on those hash browns, Miss Kova.
Hope I didn't give you nothing on those hash browns. Could be your last meal.
Stop breathing on me, Miss Kova. So, some choice.
Three piece of pie if you love one dime.
Wow.
Sorry, keep going.
Some choice quotes are good days start with coffee and Jesus. Yeah.
Yes.
There was another one that said something like, only good vibe, or like not good vibes only, but it's like something, today's a good day to be good, or yes, something like that.
I think I also saw one about beach life.
Yes, there was something like there.
We're in the middle of Ohio. Like, there's
a
no
landlocked state.
Yeah, there's no.
Actually, no, is there,
they have
no,
a Great Lake.
That's true. That's true.
Is it Huron? Erie?
I think it's Michigan.
Michigan?
I don't know. We don't know that geography. I don't know anything about the... And I went to school at Michigan, and I still don't know...
I don't like
that area.
And
I don't know Ohio at all.
I'm horrible with the...
Just stop there.
I'm horrible with the Northeast.
Yeah.
I'm like, Connecticut's above New York or below it? I don't know.
The other side.
It's over there.
Yeah. So they are... anyway, this whole place would give me heartburn.
Oh, yes.
And so he says, I gave up my whole life for you. And she's like, I didn't ask you to. And she said, I'm sorry, but my reaction, because I was overwhelmed, is my reaction was to avoid you. And he says, she even says also, but me spending time with my family should not be a bad thing.
No.
And he's, of course, like, well, I need to meet your mom and your daughter. I'm going to really pressure you for that.
Oh, really, really? Because don't you think if I met your mom, then that shows you're serious? And
then I can maybe tell you how many kids I have.
Sean's doing basically what he does all the time. He is talking over her and not really valid.
He's terrible.
Y'all remember, if you don't remember, Destiny was right about the things she was upset about.
Yeah.
She took it to...
You're a liar.
And he was.
I was busy.
Also, look, it's Lake Erie.
Thank you.
There you go.
So
I'm looking things up now.
Okay, let's keep it going. So then she says, out of nowhere, she's like, take me tanning.
Take me to, that is, see, you're like, okay, she just wants to have things normal because she said, I need to get used to her mom. Then she said, take me tanning. And he's like, oh, am I going to pay for that?
Of course. You're picking up the tab, right?
But y'all, if you didn't watch this, and I actually rewound it, this is foreplay to them.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Foreplay. Even the way she changes her tone, and Sean's getting off on this.
Mm-hmm. There's something about using money.
It's the same type of tone, like, you know, when we talk, you know, when you have gentlemen callers over and you use your foreplay phrases.
Right, of course.
Yeah, like.
Like,
Don't tell me your name. Don't tell me your name.
Can you pay for the Postmates? But can you leave before they get here?
Before they get
here. Or actually, I can just send you with yours.
Yeah.
It's better if I eat alone.
Yeah.
That's a big step, actually, to eat with each other.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget when the guy ordered Milk Bar after we had sex.
He ordered a dozen cookies.
And then
and
left
only
them here.
Ate one, and Poodle ate one in front of him, and then he left
and
10
that
cookies.
Bastard left 10 cookies, and Milk Bar cookies.
And I told Poodle, I said, just throw them away.
Who could do that? I'm sorry. If you can throw away cookies like that, that are fresh, make you're not real.
I have to say, because just last night was kind of a special day, so my boyfriend got me like a little cake. Don't go to Milk Bar and have their apple cider cake, because it is maybe one of the best fucking cakes I've ever put in my mouth, and I can't Boy. Stop thinking about it. It's like an
great.
It's like an apple cake, but then they
I don't
put
want to
like,
talk about it.
Like an apple pie filling in the cake.
Yeah.
Within cream cheese yeah. caramel frosting.
I can see it actually in your eyes spinning it's, around.
It's the best fucking cake I've put in my mouth.
We need to move on.
I'm already in this. It's you know whose fault it is? It's Ben from Watch What Crappens, because I follow him on Instagram and he fucking got this cake book and he's been making all these fucking cakes. I told him he's going to make me fat.
Fat.
I was fat.
Anyway, that's the show, y'all.
This show was all over, and it was long, and
you can take personal responsibility.
Now I'm questioning basically my life at this point.
Good! That's how we should live! We should question our lives. We should all be Socrates. We should all examine our lives. We shouldn't be so quick to know that we're exactly right. We should consider the possibility that we were wrong. I'm wrong a lot.
It's not that I thought I was wrong. I literally thought I read something.
But I'm saying that's why we're not thorough.
I wasn't thorough at all. No.
Dead stop in life.
You know, we all have things to work on.
Okay. I'll help you as much as I can.
You don't need to do that. I think I'll do it.
Yo, you can follow us at Reality Gaze or in Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on the net, the World Wide Web, at realitygaze.com.
You said it right.
It's not porn anymore.
You were saying it as if you couldn't remember.
No, that's what I get that from you.
Oh, okay.
I learned it by watching you.
Yeah, I learned it by watching you. But yes, y'all, it's not porn anymore. We bought the website Reality Gaze, so thank
you. We're also. I don't. Can we announce this now? Well, we'll be on tomorrow when this is released. We joined TikTok.
Well, this is on Sunday night. This show will air, so it's technically before.
Yeah.
We're gonna do something on Monday.
Yeah.
But some of you, we're on TikTok. We have a Reddit account now.
Yeah,
we're not super. We're probably not super checking the Reddit account. The more we're just kind of posting memes.
Yeah, posting our stuff that we've done before.
Mainly because people at Reddit will just yell at us. So we're not really checking. But if you want to follow us, if you like our memes and you're not on Instagram and you're not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't post the memes on Twitter. We should.
You have to do it a special way.
Yeah. Anyway, don't you love it when we talk business? But anyway, follow us. We're Reality Gaze on Reddit and Reality Gaze on TikTok.
Yay!
We're going to make other TikTok videos too.
We just haven't done it yet. We're a little scared.
Y'all, we got a social media person to help us, and
she's just throwing us in the pool.
She kind of said, oh, do this. Like, bless her heart. She had to send us screenshots of, like,
she did.
How to, like, just find your profile.
It was hard.
It was bless.
Ugh. And best, most tags and stuff like
we
that.
We were like, we don't know what you're talking about. It's like, now, it makes me feel like my father when I try to explain technology to him.
That's what I feel like anytime I explain things to you.
Not
technology, because you have to explain that to me.
Yeah, you can't stand on the technology.
No.
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 No. Poodle sometimes just presses on his keyboard and
like
just wants
keyboard
to
cat,
be happy.
A piano cat.
Yeah.
Gonk, 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 gonk. That's what I feel like.
Y'all, so that's the show. If you enjoy Piano Cat or you like to watch little memes, follow us on TikTok, and if not... well, fuck off.
Fuck
but,
off.
But if you do, then come at us and we will
Lie-luia later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love.